May is a terrific time for not only looking at birds, but for any outdoor activity. The sounds, smells, tactile feeling, and sights all converge to energize the body's senses, shifting gears for the upcoming season. For birders, the spring migration is at its peak and continues to be fabulous right through the end of the month. Right now, almost anywhere in the region, singing Carolina wrens, pine warblers, and house finches can be heard singing their respective songs. Members of the family Mimidae, namely the northern mockingbird, gray catbird, and brown thrasher, have also been very much in evidence and heard singing the past few days. The mockingbird is justifiably famous and recognized as the best songster in North America by most. It can and does imitate not only bird songs, but any noises it hears where it lives. City mockingbirds often do a siren or a truck backing up. They are not your average bird. Migrant land birds try to stay away from the relatively cold coastline in the spring migration. In other words, they attempt to stay away from the Cape and especially the islands. They do this because the Atlantic Ocean is full of cold water at this latitude and provides no resting, feeding, or protective features of any kind for a small bird. The ocean itself is not only extremely dangerous to small insectivorous birds, but it is filled with winged predators in the form of jaegers and gulls that actively pursue land birds with nowhere to hide out over the water. Additionally, in spring, because the cold ocean retards the timing of emerging vegetation and the accompanying food resources along the immediate coastline in the form of insects, the birds have learned, they have evolved, to migrate inland whenever possible. That said, where we are in time right now at the peak of the migration with birds' internal clocks ticking hard, if you will, pushing them to arrive on the breeding grounds at the same time as other members of their respective species, they start to push north at all cost. As they near the finish line, their breeding grounds, in their annual journey, on their mission to perpetuate their species, they throw caution to the wind in order to be able to breed. The birds do what they have to do in order to get where they are going, which means, as we get later in the migration, that birds that waited for favorable conditions, followed traditional routes, stayed away from the hostile coast, and generally played it safe, are now hell-bent on getting to their breeding grounds and are taking the most direct route. So birding on the coastline gets very interesting in mid and late May, when the greatest variety and number of birds is possible. The waters surrounding the Cape and Islands are alive with migrating loons, northern gannets, still many sea ducks, and arriving terns. There is lots of activity. The beaches and tidal flats also have an abundance of activity with nesting American oyster catchers, piping plovers, as well as willets in the salt marshes. At low tide, the flats are crowded with lots of migrant shorebirds that are staging on their way to Arctic breeding grounds. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.